In this video, we'll introduce PHP, one of the languages we'll be using in CS50 as we transition to web development. PHP stands for PHP Hypertext Processor, or PHP Hypertext Processor, Hypertext Processor, and I'll stop there. PHP is a recursive acronym, which I think is really awesome. So let's write Hello World in PHP, which will be a bit different than the Hello World in C that we've come to know and love. So instead of creating a file called hello.c, we'll create hello.php. All of our PHP code will be contained between less than question mark PHP and question mark greater than. If we have any PHP code that is located outside of these delimiters, it won't execute. We can have as many of these PHP blocks as we want inside a single PHP file. In PHP, there's no need for a main function. Instead, our PHP code will be run in the order it appears in our PHP file. Both C and PHP have a printf function for outputting data, but in PHP, we don't need to pound include any header files like standard.io.h. That's because in PHP, we won't be compiling our code. When we wrote C code, our workflow tended to be opening up one or more .c or .h files, changing them, compiling them, and running the resulting binary. Check out the compiler's video for more information about this process. Unlike C, PHP is an interpreted rather than compiled language. That means that the PHP code we write will be run through a special program called an interpreter, which will in turn execute our code. So, to run our PHP code, we'll send it along to the PHP interpreter, which will handle its execution rather than compiling it to machine code. So let's see the interpreter in action. We'll open up a terminal and run the PHP command, followed by the path to the PHP file we'd like to run. So we'll say php space hello.php. And there we go. There's the output of our PHP program. We didn't need to compile our PHP file at all. Instead, we had another program, the PHP interpreter, execute the source code that we wrote. PHP can do much more than simply printf, so let's write some more complex PHP programs. The syntax for constructs like if else, while, for, and switch is the same in PHP and C. Just like C, each of these constructs uses braces to demarcate their body, and just like in C, every line we write must end with a semicolon. However, variables are handled a bit differently in PHP. First, all variables in PHP must start with the dollar sign. Seems a little bit weird at first, but y'all get used to it. Second, PHP is a loosely typed language, which means you don't need to explicitly list the type of a variable when you create it. So where in C you'd need to say int x equals 5, or char y equals quote a quote. In PHP, we can simply say dollar sign x equals 5 and dollar sign y equals quote a. So the same applies to functions. Rather than saying int f parens curly brace, the body of our function and another curly brace, in PHP, we're going to say function f parens, an open curly brace, the body of our function, and a closing curly brace. So we don't need to explicitly specify the return type of our function f. Functions in PHP also don't have to return the same type every time they are executed. For example, we could write a function that returns false on an error and another type if it succeeds. This can also help us write more generic functions. For example, we can write a single add function that can return an integer if two integers are given, or a float if two floats are given. In C, we need to write two separate functions to do this. While in C, we use pointers for arrays and strings, we won't be able to use pointers in PHP. Instead, both arrays and strings are built-in types in PHP, so they're built right into the language. To create an array in PHP, we can say $a equals array one, two, three. Or more simply, $A equals open bracket, one, comma, two, comma, three, close bracket. We can index into this array using the same syntax that we're used to from C. So to get the first element, we'll say $A, open bracket zero, close bracket. PHP also has built-in support for associative arrays. Associative arrays are just like the hash table data structure we've already seen. They map a key to a value. So let's take a look at an example. We can say $staff equals open bracket, quote, instructor, quote, equal sign greater than, quote, David, quote, comma, quote, TF, quote, equal sign greater than, quote, Tommy, quote, close bracket. So here I have an associative array with two keys, instructor and TF. The double arrow, or equals greater than, is used to separate a key and its corresponding value. So the value of $staff, open bracket, quote, TF, quote, close bracket, is the string Tommy. The values of an associative array, much like any other array, can be of any type. For example, we could say $staff equals open bracket, quote, instructor, quote, equals greater than, quote, David, quote, comma, quote, TF's, quote, equal sign greater than, open bracket, quote, Tommy, quote, comma, quote, Rob, quote, end bracket, end bracket. So now, the value of TF's is an array. So that means that the values inside one associative array can be of different types. PHP arrays also do not have a fixed length, so we can add or remove elements from an array. So let's say we have a simple array, like $A equals open bracket, one, comma, two, comma, three, close bracket. To add a new element to this array, we can say $A, open bracket, close bracket, equals 4. Now, our array consists of 4 elements, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Recall that if we wanted to do something like this in C, we'd have to allocate a whole new array, copy the contents of our first array into it, and then set the last element of the new array to our new value. This is much easier in PHP. If our array is an associative array, we can simply define a new key to create an element if it doesn't exist yet. So if we have our earlier array, staff, we can say bracket, quote, total, quote, bracket equals 3. So now we have a new key with the value of 3. To get the number of elements in an array, we can use the count function. So if we say count $A, that will have a value of 4. In PHP, we can create strings using double or single quotes. So both of these variables are strings. $S1 equals double quote string. $S2 equals single quote another string. Single quote. So, what's the difference between these two? Well, it's pretty common to want to include the value of a variable inside of a string. One way to do this would be to use PHP's dot operator, which concatenates strings. So, we could do something like this. $n equals 5, $s equals n is, quote, dot, $n. So here, our n variable is an integer. But when we concatenate it with a string, PHP will automatically convert it to a string for us. Or we can simply use double quotes to put the variable into the string itself. So we can say $s equals double quote n is $n, double quote. So now the value of $s will be n is 5. If we use single quotes instead, as in $s equals single quote n is $n, single quote, the value of s will be n is $n. So the value of n will not be substituted if we use single quotes, but it will be if we use double quotes. If we want to use double quotes to include the value of an array in a string, we'll need to include curly braces around the array like this. $s equals double quote, open curly brace, staff, open bracket, quote, total, quote, close bracket, close brace, close double quote. So let's now take a look at a small snippet of C and translate it to PHP. Here, we're creating a function that prints out the letters of a string, one character per line. So let's do the same thing in PHP. First, we'll need our PHP delimiters. When we create our function, we don't need to specify its return type or the type of its argument. Our s variable must also start with a dollar sign. PHP's strlen function gives us the length of a string, just like C's strlen gives us the length of a string. Under the hood, though, these functions are actually a bit different, since a string is a built-in type in PHP. Now, the syntax of our for loop is the same. In PHP, we can also use array notation to access the characters of a string. We can now use the print function to print out each letter of the string. With PHP's print function, we don't need to worry about placeholders like %d or %c when we want to print out a variable that isn't a string. Instead, we can simply pass a variable of any type to the print function, and it will be converted to a string and displayed. And that's it. So let's now run our file with php space print.php. And there's the output we saw from our C program. PHP also supports a construct called the forEach loop. The forEach loop is just like a for loop, but it adds a bit of syntactic sugar to make things more readable. So here, we're creating a new array called $array. Now we can say forEach $array as $number, and we can print out $number. Now when we run this file via php space forEach.php, we can see each number on its own line. When we wrote C code, it was often useful to organize our code into separate files. In PHP, we can do the same thing. So let's say we have a few functions in a file called math.php. If I want to use those functions in another PHP file, like calculator.php, I can use PHP's require_once function. require_once is just like #include. When given a path to a file, it will essentially copy and paste the contents of that file into the current file. require_once ensures that each file is included into the current file only once, which can be helpful if you have a large collection of PHP files requiring each other. So let's take a look at an example. Here, we have a collection of functions that I'd like to use in another file. So let's take a look at how we can use them. On line 3, we're requiring math.php. __dir__ is a special constant representing the current directory, since math.php and calculator.php are located in the same directory. After we require math.php, we can use the functions as if we've defined them in calculator.php. So let's run this with php calculator.php. Great! So that's it for our introduction to PHP's syntax. To find out more, check out php.net. PHP has a lot of built-in functions, and luckily its documentation is really great. My name is Tommy, and this is CS50. Bracket, I'm out of room. Damn it, I was supposed to... This is the last video where I use big words in the code.